Time now for Hidden History. I'm Brian Morris. 244 years ago, on the morning of September 27, 1774, 1,500 Cape Cod residents gathered at the old colonial courthouse in Barnstable. Robert Gaughran of the Yarmouth Minutemen reenacts a proclamation that was read before the court that morning.
Whereas there have been of late several acts of the British Parliament passed tending to introduce an unjust and partial administration of justice.
The protesters were upset about new punitive laws the British had imposed shortly after the Boston Tea Party.
One of them was the Massachusetts Government Act, which abrogated the charter that had governed the colony since 1691, which was extremely democratic in its structure.
That's Phineas Fisk, director of Tales of Cape Cod, a Barnstable-based historic preservation organization. He says under the Massachusetts Government Act, there would only be one town meeting allowed per year, and the agenda had to be cleared with the royal governor. The people would no longer be allowed to choose their own representatives. Other restrictive measures were also imposed.
That did not set well with Cape Cod or other parts of Massachusetts. And as a result, a large group of people decided to prevent the court from sitting in the fall session of 1774. In protest against the new rules.
Therefore, we, the subscribers, do engage and declare that we will not accept any commission in consequence of or in conformity to said acts of Parliament.
The 1,500 people who showed up that morning at the courthouse represented one-tenth of the Cape's entire population at the time. The movement to shut down the courts began in Berkshire County, and before long, other counties in the Commonwealth followed suit.
The presiding judge, James Otis Sr., agreed with the protesters, both not to hold a court session, but more significantly, not to pay any attention whatsoever to the Massachusetts Government Act. As a result, by the end of the fall of that year, 1774, they achieved across the board, independence, freedom for Cape Cod from British control.
It strikes me that it's kind of like the American Revolution before the Revolution.
That is precisely correct. The event that occurred here in 1774 had ramifications all across the colony, but which nobody knows about.
The British didn't have enough troops to pacify the entire colony, so they essentially gave up until the following spring, when they sent an expedition to Concord to recover munitions that were stored there. What followed was the Battle of Lexington and Concord,
which people regard as the kickoff of the Revolution. It was the kickoff of the war. The Revolution had occurred already.
Fisk says John Adams made that point to a journalist in 1818.
And what he said was, what do we mean by the American Revolution? Do we mean the war? The Revolution was effected before the war commenced. The Revolution was in the minds and hearts of the American people.
Last week, the Barnstable County Commissioners held their weekly meeting at the old colonial courthouse where the original protest took place. They signed a proclamation reaffirming September 27th as the date Cape Cod won its independence from British rule without a single shot being fired.
Now and thereafter, be it resolved that Barnstable County Commissioners shall execute and reaffirm a recreated document, the Barnstable County Declaration of Independence.
The scroll containing the proclamation will now travel around to local schools on Cape Cod to be used as an educational tool. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris in Barnstable.